Robbie Griffiths is president of the Australian Trainers Association. Morning, Robbie.
G'day, Sean.
This is a good move. What do you? I mean, you guys haven't had a lot of time to digest this. It only came out, and you obviously haven't spoken to your committee yet. But just on first thoughts, it's got to benefit the racing from you guys' point of view.
Yeah, as you said, we haven't sort of caught up as a committee, as a group, to get our heads around it yet. But just at first glance, it's nice to see clubs working in together to try and complement the overall benefit of racing, and which has always been a bit of a concern that there's a clash of sort of mindsets. But this one looks as though it's an opportunity to promote both Caulfield and Sydney racing at the same time. So it's got to be, you think, it looks at thus far a big plus, you know.
Well, it's got to be a benefit. As I mentioned, Peter, you've got the Regal Rhino August 17, the Heath the 31st, and the Tester Ross the 29th. You go to the Scalacci. Those four races automatically are going to get a boost with the prospect of an Everest slot dangling as a carrot there.
Absolutely. So you think it would strengthen, you know, both Victorian and Sydney races, so that it's good for the participants and wagering and everyone wins. So with a bit of luck, it works as good as it rolls off our tongue today, sure.
All right, terrific. And as I said to Pete, you get race time sorted, turnover, the whole lot. It's basically going to be a win-win all round, I think.
It certainly looks that way. So hopefully, it unfolds as easy as that. But it's nice to see the clubs working together, and I'm sure that over time, all, you know, the queries or questions surrounding how it'll work will sort of take care of themselves.
Robbie, just finally, on a different note, the synthetic track, you whacked a new one in there at Ballarat. How's that racing?
It's still a bit new. The jockeys are saying there's still a bit of kickback, and it probably hasn't settled yet. And so it's probably, all trainers and industry participants are traditionalists by nature and would prefer turf. But, you get a lot of rain this time of the year, and, sometimes those meetings get washed out. So synthetic racing sort of held its place in Victoria. But I think it's still a bit new at the moment still, and I think it'll improve over time, Sean.
All right, terrific. Robbie, good to catch up, and we'll hear more from you guys in coming days, but from the Australian Trainers Association at this stage, all looks pretty good.